My dear brothers and sisters in priesthood, in faculty, guests, friends of the ITI, it is now nearly 20 years that Saint Therese has been declared Doctor of the Church. Doctor of the Church. Declared officially by Saint John Paul was in November 1997, that she was solemnly declared Doctor of the Church. What does that mean for a young sister that died at 24 years, had no university training, she didn't even go to the ITI. She was no doubt a great saint. Pius XI said she the greatest saint of modern times. But how can she be a doctor of the Church? What has a young sister that died at 24 years to teach the Church? I was called to be one of the two theological experts, to produce an extensive study on this question, whether the little flower, whether Saint Therese can be declared Doctor of the Church. And for that, the Church requires that she is not only pious, yes, but that she has an eximia doctrina, an outstanding doctrine. What is the outstanding doctrine of Therese? There had already been an attempt in the 30s of the last century to declare Saint Therese Doctor of the Church, and some extensive studies had been prepared for that purpose. But then suddenly it was said, no, a woman cannot be a doctor of the Church. Sick. And it was stopped. When then later Saint Therese d'Avila and Saint Catherine of Siena had been declared Doctor of the Church, suddenly the Church became aware it is possible to be a Doctor of the Church even if you are, sorry to say, if you are not a man. And so there was a second attempt to declare her Doctor of the Church. But then there was the question, does she has an eximia doctrina, an outstanding doctrine that is specific, that is so that we can say that's the teaching of the little flower, of Saint Therese. That's her contribution to the teaching of the Church. Well, I will not give you a resume of that. These two theological expertise, the one I had the privilege to produce, probably it should be a secret, I shouldn't speak about that. But, vanity is too great to keep it silent. No, and I had the help of some very competent people to write this study on the eximia doctrina, the sublimis doctrina of Saint Therese. But of course, what is this specific teaching, you will not be surprised that the Church has recognized in her teaching on the little way an outstanding doctrine, the little way. I do not now explain to you what is the little way. You know it better than me. The steps to holiness. The steps to holiness through the little steps, the little sacrifices, all the little acts of charity, all the little acts of love that make, that pave the way to holiness. And Thérèse has taught this immense trust in God's mercy, the confidence. La confiance au-dessus de tout. Et rien que la confiance. That was her teaching. Trust, confidence, confidence in God. So I do not extend about this, but I want to tell you a story. Allow me to tell a story, because stories are important in our life history, and stories are important in the life of the ITI. So some of you are new in the ITI, and you know that she is the saint patron of the Institute. And therefore it is important to know that she takes really care of this Institute, and that you can really trust her and entrust her your worries, your fears, your deep longings. It was exactly 20 years ago. The ITI was very young. It was a baby of young child of 2 years age. And once again, from the very beginning, we had big financial problems. It was even so serious that we were worried that the Institute will stop after 2 years. Had just begun. I had planned to go to Rome for the celebration of the doctorate of the Little Flower. Of course, I wanted to be there, yeah, when she was declared Doctor of the Church. But then I got a letter from a parish, because I had promised to be that Sunday, 17th of November, in a parish in Vienna. And the parish priest wrote me a letter and said, "Do you really think that Saint Thérèse is pleased when you go to Rome to be proud among all these prelates, instead of coming to our poor parish?" It was not a very renowned parish. And I had really the impression that the Little Flower gave me a little admonition. Yes, go to this parish and not to Rome. So I cancelled my journey to Rome and went to that parish. And in the afternoon of this day, I got a call from Ireland. A very famous man, but I never had known him personally. He was the security advisor of President Reagan, Bill Clark. And he said to me at the telephone, "I've heard that you have started an institute, marriage and family. I'll be in Vienna this evening. I would like to see you." I was there because the Little Flower had asked me to stay with this poor parish and not to be in Rome. And the evening he came, and I told him about the institute, and the same evening he wanted to visit the institute. And he went to Gamming, where it was located at that time, and spoke to the student, was very impressed about the students. And at the end he said, "I've heard you have financial troubles. What is lacking?" And the students knew the problem, and they said $200,000. He took a checkbook and wrote a check over $200,000. And the next day he came back to me. We had mass at the cathedral, and he said to me, "For the next years I will take care of the finances." And he became the head of our financial committee. Dear Bill Clark, of blessed memory, he has passed away some years ago. He has become a so dear friend of our institute, and a great Christian, a great Catholic, a great Christian, yes. I tell you this story because it is one among thousands of stories where people have made the experience that Therese is really taking care, really. I could tell you now another story, and with that other story I will stop because we should not prolongate the stories. Pope Francis. I have heard by my little Sisters of the Lamb from Buenos Aires, the community I'm in charge of, the Dominican branch of sisters and brothers. And they are very close, they had been always very close to Archbishop Cardinal Bergoglio in Buenos Aires. And they told me about him, that when he had big worries, big sorrows, he always made kind of contract with the little flower. And to be sure that she has really listened to him, he asked a sign that in the next days he receive roses. And the witness I got is that it really works. The one witness I have personally is in a very difficult case, which concerned the Middle East. That was the moment when we had an audience with Pope Francis and the parliamentarians. He had asked prayer and fasting for the peace in Syria. And I've heard later that he had entrusted this great demand to Saint Therese. And that he had asked because it was such a dangerous and serious matter, a special sign, white roses, white roses. You know that this intervention of Pope Francis, the 1st September 2013, has stopped the bombing that would have begun on Tuesday in Syria by the Americans. And it was a window of opportunity for peace, which alas did not last, but for a moment it was a real hope of peace. And I've been told that Pope Francis, the day after, by chance, so to say by chance, received white roses. I tell these stories, of course they are not dogmatic, but they are real experience of how Saint Therese takes care of those who entrust her their worries and sorrows to her. So I ask you today, as we begin with a new year of the ITI, to keep in mind la confiance et rien que la confiance for your personal life. Confiance, trust, confidence in the Lord through the intercession of Saint Thérèse, patron of the ITI.